is on a phone line. Hey, Mr. Hochberg, how are you?
I'm great, John. I'm sitting in the Tampa airport ready to come back to Chicago. So if any of your listeners are listening from Tampa airport,
swing on by.
Gate F81, yeah, I'll buy you coffee.
Yeah, what are you doing in Florida?
We had a sales meeting down here, so flew down yesterday, come back today. It's Rosh Hashanah tonight, so
got
to get back for the first night of the holiday.
Understood. Yeah. Is travel to the southeast complicated because of the storm? Have you had any issues?
No, it's crazy. We planned this retreat about a month ago, and when everything came through on Friday, I told our team, hey, make sure the house is still there and that everything's working. So thank God it was. We have a guy down here by the name of John Howard. He's one of the top mortgage professionals in Tampa. His entire first floor of his house got wiped out, and he just got done refinishing his house, and it got wiped out. So, very sad. We drove to dinner last night. It's just crazy, John. With certain sections, as we're driving down, people got all their stuff out by the road, and then you drive a quarter mile down the street, everything's fine. I mean, just absolutely crazy how the storm path came through. Some people were impacted, and some people weren't. The restaurant we went to last night was very happy. We were down there, spending money in their establishment, and they didn't get hit at all. So just crazy how some people unfortunately got wiped out, and others, didn't even get a scratch. Very sad, though.
I suppose that has something to do with the structures themselves, but it does remind us a little bit about how a tornado will go down one side of a block, and the houses on the other side of the street are still standing, right?
100%. Just crazy. Absolutely crazy. And, they're building back down here. They got a great attitude. And, they're waiting for tomorrow to come to just chalk this one up to another day of cleanup, right?
So, do you know anything about insurance then for these people?
Yeah, it's crazy because John Howard, our loan officer down here, used to sell insurance. And I was talking to him about that. And he's like, it wasn't. The damage was caused by the surge, not wind. So a lot of people didn't have water surge coverage. So a lot of the insurance companies are declining a lot of the homeowners' claims because it wasn't due to wind. It was due to the water. And then he said, these poor people down here are bailing their houses out. You've got these scavengers coming up to his door, right? Here he's got his entire first floor is wiped out. Him and his wife were cleaning up. His daughter had a birthday. Their neighbors came by, picked up their daughter to make sure she had her 4-year-old birthday party while they're cleaning up. So it's like it's a community thing. But the scavenger out, John.
What's
knocking
a scavenger?
On doors.
What's a scavenger?
Scavengers are knocking on people's doors. Hey, you want to sell your house? They're coming in and trying to offer cash to get people out. And he's like, dude, if I could find my gun, you'd have no shot. Get off my property. It's just all these poor people are going through such a
what's the math on that,
emotional
David? So say it's a $400,000 house. The median price in America for a new home sale is over $400,000 now. So let's say it's a $400,000 house, and the first floor just got wiped out by the surge. What's the guy offering him at the door?
Well, it depends, right? John lives in a 7-figure home in a very exclusive area down here in the Tampa surrounding area. They were, his home is over $1 million, and they were coming in offering him $500,000-$600,000.
And then they figure they'll put in another $100,000 to fix it back up and repair the damage.
Right.
But then what's the point of that? I got to tell you, David, I don't understand people that want to live near the ocean in Florida anymore.
John, I asked him the same thing, and I told him jokingly, right, because he was in a good state of mind yesterday. I'm like, hey, give me a blizzard and 3 weeks of 40 below anytime, right? I could make it through that. I'll go out and start blowing snow when the snow stops, but you can't get away from the water. So what he's doing, he's going to turn his entire first floor. He's already had the architects out, right? And he just got done fixing his home, John. It's crazy. He's going to turn the entire first floor into a garage, and he's got a 2-story house. Now he's going to turn it into a 3-story house to get above the water surge, the 30-foot water surge. And he's 12 feet elevated, right? He's never had this type of water. He's had water up to his front door and a little in his garage, but he's never had it covering his entire first floor. So he's going to turn his first floor into a garage and pop a third, fourth story on the house. Me, John, I'm putting a for sale sign on and getting the hell out of here. Right? Again, everybody's got their own tolerances. He's laid roots down here. His wife's from down here. He's got four kids down here, and he's staying. Right? And that's the mentality.
Well, I get that. I mean, any more than you or I, if we had a bad weather event, thought, I don't know anybody in Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm not going to move to. That's crazy talk. But if it were a clean slate and you were falling from Mars, I don't think you'd pick Houston or Tampa,
right?
Or maybe
New Orleans.
Carolina. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Pick a spot.
Listen, we got one of our loan officers in Greenville, South Carolina. Okay, he had properties up, and he's 3 hours inland, John. He's like, he's been living there all his life. The guy's 45 years old. He's like, he's never seen storms like this before. His house was fine, but he owns about 7-8 different investment properties. He sent me pictures of 50-foot trees that completely eroded by the roots that are laying on his investment property house. Thank God nobody got hurt, right? You just got to get a chainsaw out and start cutting trees down and repairing the houses. But he's like, Dave, I'm 3 hours from the coast, and we've never seen rain like this. And it just couldn't handle it. The ground got so saturated, John, any amount of wind came, all the trees got knocked over. I'll show you the pictures. It's crazy. Thank God nobody got hurt there either. So, yeah, it's crazy what's happening right now.
Yeah. Vic Vaughn, who
very
used
sad.
To work here doing news, Vic Vaughn was on with us last couple of days, and he said that this isn't a 500-year storm. They said it was a 1,000-year storm. And it was really two or three storms, depending on how you score it. Before, in North Carolina anyway, the rain hit, before the remnants of the hurricane hit western North Carolina, they had a pretty comprehensive couple of days of rain anyway. So it was like rain, and then boom, here comes the mother load, and they just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that pregame rain, and, you know, no joke about it. I'm not joking at all, but that rain that you just said, the 2 or 3 days before, and then getting 10, 15 inches like they did in that shorter period of time when Elaine came screaming through their towns and their communities. There's no place for all the water to go, and, you know, erosion happens, and, you know, you see all the pictures. It's horrible. And the problem is it's the sewage mixed in with the water.
Oh,
and it's just a complete disaster. Very, very, very sad for the residents of those towns. It's horrific.
Stay right there. David Hochberg's on a phone. He's at an airport. He's in Florida. We got talking about that, but that's not the reason we called, David. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about mortgages and mortgage rates. It's funny what's not happening with interest rates going down a little bit. David Hochberg's on the line, the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. You hear him Saturday mornings at 10 on WGN Radio with Home Sweet Home Chicago talking about real estate. So what's the latest on the mortgage front, David?
Yeah, rates, we're at February of last year, of 2022. We're still at those lows. Fed chair announced earlier in the week that he expects 2 quarter-point cuts before the end of the year. The next meeting is November 7th. So jobs numbers came out yesterday, and the labor market is tightening up, John. You know, there's a lot of the quits is what they call it. People quitting jobs to look for other jobs has dropped exponentially over the past 6 months because there's no... Those typically people quit jobs to go to new jobs, and the number and the quits have dropped, and that's what they call it. The quits have dropped to 6 month lows because of the tightening labor market, which is one of the major factors that the Fed looks at when determining what he's going to do with the rates. Fed chair is going to do with their weight.
Yeah. So rates. Do you anticipate another quarter point, David?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised with what everybody is predicting, that we get a cumulative another half point before the end of the year. I mean, that's what the Fed chairman is forecasting now. You obviously have got the uncertainty with what's going on in the Middle East with Israel and Iran and all of the all of that, which is obviously jacking up the price of oil. So oil has increased over the past couple of days due to that, due to the uncertainty in that region. But I do expect the Fed chair to continue slowly cutting rates, and which is a good thing. He cut it for a half. I was doing a little deeper dive because of the tightening labor market, and he felt comfortable because the labor market is tightening to do that half point.
Do you see people getting out of their 3-point mortgages then, their 3% mortgages yet?
No, it's interesting. I just forwarded you something. U.S. homebuyer demand declined 7% year over year in September, building on a similar size drop in August. And, you know, since the peak of 2022, John, homebuyer demand is down 35%. Now, that's a national number, John. It's still got to be, it's all inventory driven. Down here in Florida, prices are dropping just due to the oversupply of homes and the craziness that what happened during COVID. Up in our market, it's still tight. Up in the Chicagoland market, if you have a nice, fairly sized home and fairly priced home, it's moving. I mean, we're getting calls for pre-approvals like we haven't seen in the past 30 months. So there are some people, John, leaving those 3%, going into a 6%, because we got a 6 handle right now. That's what 30 years are going to start at, because they built so much equity due to the appreciation because of the lack of inventory. Also talking to a lot of listeners who are loaded with debt, where it makes more sense, believe it or not, to take out a new 30-year fix in the 6s or 7s instead of pulling out a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit and leaving that 3% and 4% loan, because it's got to do with the monthly payment. And that's what more and more listeners are looking at, because they're saving $300 to $800 to $1,000 a month.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You're saying if I have a lot of credit debt right now, even though I've got a 3% mortgage, I'll turn that into a 6% mortgage so I can pull the equity out. Now I'm paying a higher percent on the money, but I now have cash to pay off the 20% I'm paying on the card.
Correct. You're converting your equity in your home to liquidity into cash to pay off your debt to save your overall family money.
Yeah.
So we're getting to that point where, you know, we're down, with the fingernails are gone and the skin on your fingers are gone. You're down to the bones. And our listeners are like, you know, I got to reach for the reset button. And they're reaching for the reset button. It makes it a lot easier when the rate's in the high 6s, 7s. Than it was in the 8 6 weeks ago. You know, that freaked a lot of listeners out. So we've gone back to those listeners that we talked to in the 8s and be like, hey, you know what? Rates are down a full point. You're now in the 7s. It's a little more palatable. You're saving even more money now because of the lower rates. And if the trends continue after we pay off all your debt and your credit gets better and your family gets into a more solid position, we'll take a look at doing it again in the spring when rates are hopefully lower.
But you said that home buyer demand is down.
And nationally.
But I don't even understand that. Maybe it's regional. In some places it's up, some places it's down. But if nationally home buyer demand is down, that doesn't make any sense. My understanding is that the inventory is so low, you would think that for any house on the market, there would be plenty of buyers.
Well, a real estate's always local, John. Location, location, location. And again, in the Chicagoland market, due to the lack of building that we haven't had in the past since the collapse in 08, right, there really hasn't been any major build that has gone in and around the Chicagoland market. You've had pockets, you know, 40 houses there, maybe 60 townhouses there. But, you know, we haven't seen thousands of houses come on like we did between 2000 and 2007 before the collapse, where you'd blow out cornfields and put up 300 houses, right? You see that a little bit in, I was out in St. Charles, right? I went down Randall Road. They're almost done building out in a gigantic complex, and they're in the process of clearing out other area off of Randall Road. We need that times 20 in order to get to a point where we have enough housing stock here in the Chicagoland area.
I believe
but nationally,
that.
It is slipping. It
That's
is slipping. But
I got a minute left, David. What are you doing on your show this Saturday? Have you got your scorecard?
We're
going to
be talking. What's that? Yeah, I got a scorecard. We've got Next Door on Window. Jeremy Hogel's back from Mega Pros. We're going to be talking whatever our listeners are talking about. We had a great live remote at Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling last week with Lou. So great calls, great texts. Just being there for 3 hours after Lou answering all of our listeners' questions.
Scavengers would not pay $500,000 for a $700,000 home. Well, you did the math on that.
I said it was over a million.
Over a million. Yeah.
Right.
John, I'm trying to sell a home in Bartlett. Medium market price. I think they mean median market price.
Median, yeah.
0 foot traffic on any purchases in my area, according to the realtors I talk to. Trying to sell a home, and they're not getting much foot traffic. And they said it's median market price, and they're not getting the traffic.
All right, well, maybe you have to drop your price, and instead of dropping your price, offer closing cost credits where the buyer could come in and use your closing cost credit to buy the rate down to make it more attractive for that buyer to, and more affordable for that buyer to purchase a home. We've got to get back into the areas that aren't selling as efficiently in other areas to, instead of having price cuts, keep the prices higher and offer a closing cost credit that the buyer and a creative lender who knows what he or she are doing could turn that closing cost credit into a substantially lower rate and lower monthly payment to help the buyers buy your house.
I don't know this house, and I'm sorry if somebody's having trouble selling it, but any house is worth what the market will bear. So if you're not getting the median price, then there's something about the house or the block or the listing. I mean, I don't know who you get to be mad at when you're not getting the price you want.
Right. I mean, Michael Jordan put his house on the market in Highland Park 12 years ago for $28 million, and he got 14.8. Okay. So market wasn't $28 million for a ginormous house in Highland Park by the railroad tracks until it got down to 14.8.
Yeah.
Okay. So the market is what the market is, and when it gets to a right level, somebody will buy it.
Safe travels, David Hochberg in Florida. We'll see you in Chicago.
Thanks, bud. Have a great day.
Mr. Hochberg, you'll hear him Saturday morning at 10, the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg.